progress. Okay. So we're dealing with the sugya of Kibbolis Yisurim Ba'ava. So let's proceed. So we mentioned last week that this generation has a wonderful opportunity to achieve Kedusha V'Tara, Dargah, that previous generation never had, Dafka through the Sumera. That was what we discussed last week, and that's what we're working on at the moment. Reish Nun Zayin. Pamim Rabot Mapat Goidol. Shifaseinu lenatzel es hachayim b'shleimus leman asiyas kol davar tov, anu shoychachim ma hayim hachayim atzmam. Sometimes as a result of our very big desires to utilize our life completely, and in order to do all the good things, we sometimes forget what life is itself. Avarenu chayim lelo asiya enu chayim. First thing we need to know, and this is deeply entrenched in our makeup, is that a life without doing anything is not a life. You can agree with that, disagree with that, but that's how we feel. Lo pam v'lo pamayim anu shemim anashim sheyusurim v'sevel shitko otom umono mehem kol asiya. Sometimes you have people that because of the yusurim, the suffering, that they can't do anything. They're immobilized because of an illness, God forbid, or whatever. You'd rather die than be stuck at home doing nothing. We know that feeling. Nobody realized that was a mistake because it's normal. If you're not doing anything, if you can't do anything with your life, if you can't do anything, if you're immobilized, so then it's not really worth living. That's a awesome, terrible mistake. Tozu mechala kol chelka toiva. Nasbias advarim behemshech. Ulam, im niye kanim im atzmeinu, noide shagam libeinu mitgabot liiti machshavot soyres elu shel lameli chayim. If we're honest with ourselves, we don't see anything wrong with this. What's wrong with it? We all know that. You tell a person, listen, if you're retiring, you better make sure you keep yourself busy because sitting around doing nothing, you're going to go mad. Of course, we'll agree with that. So what's he saying? It's a toss, a game of a naira. What's wrong with it? So let's try and understand what he's on about. We all carry around within us this sense of, any malasot with malaf, if I don't have anything to do, as lamalitai, that sounds like a very valid. So, but it's a toss, a game of a naira. So where's the toss? Lamaisa emesi ke ein lanu shum kli la sigulim dot it. Ma munach v'tomun berega chaim shel yudi. We discussed this at length, and some of you might have remembered what we discussed at length before. Shezel o kol kach pashut, that the life of a vegetable isn't worth anything. Va'kavonehi lerega chaim lelo asiya klal. Moment of a Jewish life, even when it's not doing anything. Kiv shelamandi moisonu chazal ki chayenu heim netir v'zaviyah. This life in this world is a planting for another world. We hold the seeds, the potential in our hands that will sprout in the next world. Every moment of our life has the potential for eternity. Every moment of your life you can translate into eternity. Comes out the importance of every moment of life is not so cheap. Let's imagine that you have a Jew, 100 years old, and he's not still giving shearim from the IC unit on the day of his death, but he's a vegetable.
He's
He doesn't know what's going on around him. He's connected to machines. He's in a coma. That's nearly real money today. It's not quite real money, but it's getting close. Used to be $1 million was real money. Today, $100 million, it's not quite real money yet. Okay. So the son, Yom Redefyoi, Vadim Mutul Bemitosa is Manra, Vatipulim Oichlim Venoixim, Esa Chishonot Shechosach Bemechayo. Obviously, the $1 million is shrinking every day because it costs a lot of money. Vnoichin Yodibin Terra Mitiode, Kiyomov, Shalavi Muatime. This son who's a Bentayra Amiti, he knows that his father's days are limited and all of it, you know, very soon he's going to be having Mishalachim knocking on his door. He's going to inherit a lot of money. And he's thinking about what he's going to do with the Yerusha. You know that he uses money. He's a ben Torah. All that stock he's going to give, and the Torah is going to be machzik li nishmas his father. And he's busy thinking how he's going to utilize this Yerusha. You might be covered shemaim in the world. Eliyahu Navi comes to him and says, I just want to tell you something. Your father is destined to die at this and this time, on this and this day. You have the ability, I've been sent from Shemaim to tell you that you have the ability to increase his life by 1 minute. The life as a vegetable by 1 minute. On condition that you forgo the Yerusha.
Sorry.
All the stockers, all the mitzvahs, all the elinishmas. 1 minute. And so you say, lo yivatela Yerusha. Let him go 1 minute earlier. Why? Give up all the elinishmas that he's going to get for 1 minute? Of course, who would do any different? Not killing, you're not pulling out the machine. He's dying when he's supposed to die. We're not talking about, we learned already about whether you can shorten the life to save somebody else's life. We learned all those halachas. Yeah, we're not doing anything. That's the day he's destined to die. You can extend it by 1 minute and give up all that illinishmus that you could do with the money. What's he going to do with that 1 minute? He's not getting mitzvahs, not doing anything.
By not doing it,
the culture came, but what?
By not being married 1 minute, is it considered a retzach?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No. That's what I said. We dealt with shortening his life by rabbi. He's destined to die at 1 o'clock. You could extend his life by 1 minute, but you're going to lose the $100 million that you were going to use for all the stocker that was going to be in Nishmas. $100 million of Idu Nishmas, or 1 minute of doing nothing. For sure, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not the 100 million he wants for himself and, you know, dad's 1 minute or my, you know, trip to the Bahamas. No, that's what I'm talking about. Talking about $100 million worth of Idu Nishmas, or 1 minute of life doing nothing. That's a posher choice. Everybody here, unless you knew the halacha, for sure would say, 100 million I can buy for my father's elishmas for 1 minute of lying as a vegetable. For sure, I'm giving up the Yerusha. Telling Yahweh, thank you, but no thank you. What can he do with this matzav? With his life? Of course you have a matzav there. Anybody in 1 minute, what can you do? But a vegetable who's lying in a bed, connected to machines in a coma? Ulam yesh dazu das balabatim. That's not das Torah. It's das balabatim. Im gam das a Torah sphere ken. Above it, a man muchan a kolish bochu keviyochel letet velavate avudak chaim shel yudi. What's your friend prepared to give up for 1 minute of a Jewish life? We did this before. Remember, yeah. We should have this quite clearly by now.
This is different then.
It's different for sure, because there was contained a certain amount of ritzicha. Yeah, there's no ritzicha bichlal. It makes it even harder.
And also, I realize that over here, that the son is not gaining anything by nothing, by him being married for a minute.
Nothing. He's not gaining anything either way. Either way, he's not gaining anything.
No, if he
he's getting all the mitzvahs. Yeah. Okay, but he's doing it in the shem shema. He's doing it in the
shem shema. But he's going to get all that tzar. Well, you're not gaining that.
It would be easier, by the way, but son already had 20, 30. I'm saying, like, he's definitely not doing it for himself. He's doing it purely.
Let's say he's not doing it for himself. All he's thinking about is the he's going to get the schar for sure. He's right. Well, that's all he's doing. It. He's doing because he wants to finish Shem Shemai for his father. In other words, the question is, what's best for Dad? 1 minute of life as a tzemach, or $100 million worth of Ilunishmas stockers and who knows what? You support one guy in learning, get all the learning for him and his children at Safailo. That's a lot of schar. Okay, let's have a look. That's all das balabati. As a vegetable in a coma, worth of $100 million. $100 million. $100 million worth of all that. Yeah. Seems the 1 minute of being a vegetable is worth more lama ba than the $100 million of mitzvahs. That's the cheshbon. Well, that's what we're going to try and understand. Yeah. We have to understand
that's
that.
The point.
Those who've been in the shir since the beginning understand it and have it clear.
Yes.
Mamim rabot. Ba'es limud ha-Torah no iskim b'dvarim sha'eni noigim la-maisa. Very often we're learning Torah. Doesn't really seem to have any practical applications. Tachlis ha-limud ba'em hi ledat et rotzen Hashem. Ba'i rotzen Hashem b'mikra musuyam. After Rebecca, then Nadir, Admod. We don't know what the Rotzen Hashem is in a certain situation, even if the situation is very unusual. What would be if the doctors came along and said, in order to give us Jew alive 1 more minute, every Jew has to mechallel Shabbat. What would be the psak? Mitzvah aleim lechallel Shabbos ulatzilut. Everyone would have to mechallel Shabbos. To extend his life a little bit, in the matzav of Tzemach, not too much to heal him, then he'll be better. He's going to stay in the Tzemach. He's going to stay a vegetable. But you can keep him alive for another minute. Call you diba kol olam. From the biggest to the smallest, as to Mechallel Shabbos, that would work. Obviously, practically, we won't find such a case. But to understand the principle and the Rotzen Hashem, we understand that. You say in Muslim, you will go in the Chricho Taneviyom Rim Tivilan and Nefesh Achas Michim Lariga Mutov. Vimlav Nami says Kulchem. What would be if the Goyim come and they say, listen, either give us one Jew to kill, or we're going to kill you all? So I've got a good idea. We've got a vegetable who's about to die in 3 minutes anyway. Give that to him and save all the Jews. Simple. Who would think otherwise? Halacha she'arotzen Hashem she'nizgala lanu b'toyrosa moire lani she'emusu kulam ve'loyim suraf yudi. Ba'afilu miyudin ze u'tzemach she'ene oise shum mitzvah she'mitzvah satek. Very the opposite to what we would think. You are not allowed a p'toyra k'doysha rotzen Hashem to hand over this tzemach in order to save all the Jews die, and he doesn't get handed over. And he'll die as well. He's also going to get killed. You don't have to hand him over. And he's not doing any mitzvahs. They'll wipe out the whole of the Jewish people from Avraham Avinu ad Mashiach. You don't hand him over. How could you understand such a thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mukhan levateh al kol klal Yisrael. He's prepared to give up kol klal Yisrael, kol tachlis habriyah. All his shabbosim, ובלבד שחיה יהודות תרועת הצמח לא יתלו ממנו. No, this צמח you can't, sorry. כל רגע חיים שלו חושב הוא עד מאוד לפני השם, גם אם היינו עושה ברגע זה מומה, he was not doing anything. And we started off saying that we deeply believe that if you're not doing anything with your life, it's not really that worthwhile. למה לי חיים, remember? And we said it's a toss, a game of a nair. Horrific mistake. We see the mistake. Because this semach's doing nothing, and yet we see on the one side of the scales, there's 1 minute of what looks to be a nothing life. On the other is kol klal yisrael, with all the mitzvahs of all the doyres, somehow this outweighs this. That's the one conclusion we can come to. We don't understand what 1 minute of life is.
It's not about what you can do, it's about the actual life that you have.
No, obviously, that's sure, but we don't understand what that is. What's one life of a tzemach worth?
It's not who cares what it's worth, it's about him living.
Why is he living? For what? What's the point? The whole of Klal Yisrael gets into an excuse me. The whole of Klal Yisrael that's keeping Torah and mitzvahs and learning Torah and Shabbosim all gets wiped out, so this guy can live another minute. Must be that 1 minute of him did nothing is worth something. What's it worth? Maze tenlo. Maze shaveh. In our cheshbonos, elo shaveh klum. It doesn't have to be that way. That's three pronouns in one sentence, and you learn by Rabulinsky, and you're still alive? I'm impressed. Can you tell me how you did that?
Me too.
Rabbi Shlomo, can I ask a question?
To say that, you know, what's a life? What which is worth more? Why does it have to necessarily be about what's worth more? Halacha is halacha. Hashem to reach.
We can't understand what's gone behind the halacha. We've been learning halacha here that doesn't make any sense. A lot of fes perosh. I want to understand the halacha. How could that be? Ech kiyocholiyot. Let's go further. Let's take it further. Let's take the question as big as possible. Achovetz Chaim, Shusha Yogan Aleinu, Bir Alocha Oro Chaim Simon Shin Chaf Tes. You guys are learning Hilchos Shavuot. Listen to this one. Lamed Al Chashivas Chaim Me Alocha Cheres. Aosekes Bedina Tzolus Nefoshos. Last month you learned Tzolus Nefoshos, and this month you're learning Shavuot. We'll put the two together and we'll come up with a very fascinating halacha. You have here, Tinek Shanimtza Be'ish Ruba Akum V'lo Yodea Mihem Hoirot. We'll go through this outside, it'll go quicker. You have, look inside the bit, halacha there, he brings a different moshe, but the moshe is the moshe. You're downtown Los Angeles. Los Angeles, Ish Ruba Goyim, nachon? Fine. You're on the way to the office and you see you hear a baby crying from the trash cans outside the Los Angeles train station. You scrounge around there, you see there's an abandoned baby. What's this baby's halachic status? Sophic Jew, Sophic Yid, Sophic Goy. We don't know what it is. Roiv Goyim. You go off to the Roiv. He's got a din of a Goy. We're not choshing for the mute. There's a mute chance that he may be a Jewish child, but the Ruba chances he's a Goy. You take him home, you adopt him, you take him up, you raise him as a good goy, he becomes the Shabbos goy of the neighborhood, starts a business called Shabbos Goy Incorporated. They have one of those in Lakewood. It's a business called Shabbos Goy Incorporated. There's a goy, he learned all the dinim and whatever, and he's got a whole business. You pay him $30 a year, a month, and you reach him, and he's your Shabbos goy, and he's got a whole, mamash, very clever system. Fantastic, and he's making a nice panos for being a goy. Fine. Now, he's got a din of a goy. Look, all our things. He has to machal Shabbos. He has to. One day, Shabbos, they run in and tell you that the building down the road fell down, collapsed, and they think this goy is inside. Right? So you have three sophics now. Sophic, is he in there or not? Sophic, is he alive or dead? And sophic, is he a yid or a goy? We're going after the roy that he's a goy. But when it comes to din and nefoshes, we don't go off to the roif. When it comes to tzolus nefoshes, you don't go off to the roif. Correct? Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's our locha? You have to machal Shabbos to save him. Machal Shabbos to save his life. In the biro locha. Every year from Avraham Avinu, Ad Mashiach, would have to machal every Shabbos that ever was in order to get him out of there. Now, the minute he comes out and you've saved him, what's his status? He's a goy. So he's never going to keep any mitzvahs. You're not saving him in order to keep more Shabbosim. So why are you saving him? Why are you saving him? Why are you doing this? Why are you b'chol Shabbos? In Sadeh Lamdim, Kim Chayim Shel Yehudi, Chashuvim Hayim Ma'od L'Boir Olam, Gam Im Einu Oiseh Be'Muma. V'afilim Einu Makayim Mitzvah Achas Mitzvah Torah, he's not going to keep one mitzvah in the Torah. Etzem Metzias Chayim Shel Yehudi Ba'Olam Chashuvu, That's the lotion of the Biralok. He said, you know why you saved his life? With that lotion, you can have a look for him. I think he says because of the chavivas of Chaim Shel Yehudi or something. The love Hashem has for a Jewish life is prepared to give up everything, Hashem. Ketani manachnu migdei la'avin es kedushas chayv shel Yehudi.
It's not a Jew.
You should be shaking so much that you can't talk. I've seen this 100 times. That's the only reason I can still talk. The first 10 times I thought I was shaking so much I couldn't think. How many minutes do we waste in a day? You have this 20 times, you become like me, you just become insensitive, you forget about it. But the first time you hear this should shake you to the core. You've also heard it a few times, so that's why you're not so shook.
I wrote it down the first time. What
do you mean? We don't understand the kedusha of 1 minute of life of a yid. We don't. Look at the way I live. It's fortunate. The whole Kabbalistic mystical system is based on the fact that you look at the physical world, and from there you learn and understand about the ruchnistical world. You ask Shemaim to give you a printout of all the aspects of 1 moment of life of a Jew. That's all I want. I just want to know, give me 1 minute of a Jew's life in a brief summary, in a little contrast, what that's all about. Your artificial intelligence will tell you, I'm sorry, but that's too big for me. I need loyal hope. There's not enough memory in the whole world computers to hold 1 moment of a yid's life. Better give up the whole world. And that world is big, massive. I should really give that all up for 1 moment of Jewish life. As a whole paradigm shift here has to take place. And that's the Lord Mivinim Klum about my life. Because that's all I'm interested in. Interested in what's 1 minute of my life worth. Even when I'm doing nothing. When I'm doing mitzvahs and I'm learning and I'm being a good boy father. Sure. I'm creating Olam Haba. When I'm sitting and doing nothing. Buzzing. Shocking way to start the week. I'm sorry, I don't plan the schedule. It's a horrible way to start the week. The Torah is full of these kedushim. If a goy would come to you, it would have gone against Moshe Rabbeinu's head and say, take out Gordon or we kill you. What's a locha? Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, I'm sorry, I can't. You know why? What's the halacha based on? Where's the posuk for that? There isn't one. The Gemara tries to find a source in the Torah for that halacha and it can't. Eventually it comes down to a simple svarit. Who says your life is more sweet, valuable, important than his life? I'll tell you, I can answer that question. My life, Moshe Rabbeinu's life? Are you kidding? I've got news for you. I don't have to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. I bring a lot of people whose lives are much more functional than mine. Hashem says, you have no idea. Your life and Moshe Rabbeinu's life, you don't know whose life is more valuable. That's the svara of Ein Doche Nefesh Mitzvah Nefesh. The svara pshuta. Who says you're more important? If you have self-esteem problems after this, you should see somebody. That's a lochable foreshness. It tells you that you don't know, nobody knows, whose life is more sweet, yours are more strawberries. Are we understand anything now? We don't understand anything. How much confusing? Death of Kiddush? He did it. He did it. Adam Arishon forget in the world. And death's the biggest chesed, because without death, you could never miss suck in the chet of Adam Arishon. Okay. That the... Well, that's big. Yep. That Metzios that Adam Arishon created by putting the Yetzer Hara into us, whereas before it was external, can only be rectified by death. That's why Adam Arishon can't go back to the gun, into the gun, because maybe he'll eat from the Eitz Chaya, and then he'll live forever. So let him live forever. Ma baya. If he lives forever, it's in the state of you're part of the Yetzer Hara as you. We need to get back to the state of the Yetzer Hara is external, not internal. And it comes through death. That kibbutz, that Eitz Hadas Tovara, that Eitz, that Mechabed, Das always means kibbutz, that Mechabed Tovara into one entity, that today you don't have any good without bad and any bad without good, that Metzias is a state we live in, came about through the Chet of Adam Arishon. We have to get back to where that's completely separated. That the Mukubalim bring down is only through death. It's the chesed, but at the same time, he brought death into the world. Okay, but that's not our subject. Our subject is about life, about the value of what your life while you're alive is still worth. Let's just go over this story, because this story is nifla v'noira. His father Zatzal, we met him a few times along the way. He was a great, great man. He was a businessman. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was very active in all sorts of... Anybody who knew Rebbe Zviel Zatzal, if his father was active, can imagine how active he was. He didn't stand still for 1 second. He was sometimes in three different countries on the same day. He didn't stand still for too long. So his father was... He got old, and it got to the stage where he just couldn't do what he used to do. He was stuck in a wheelchair, and he couldn't do what he used to do. When you go visit your father like that, you have to find things that will lift him up, make him feel good. You couldn't just say little things. You have to say something with teichen. So can you do Talmud Chacham haya? Just say nice things, you know, like I call it tova, I'm not going to help you. Talmud Chacham gadol. You have to find something that's gonna really make him feel better. What could I say? What he's wrecking his brain? What could I say? When he said to Ishmael, "Nosan Hashem dvorim b'fiv," often happens when you need to say something. In the course of the person you needed to say it to, you sometimes say things you didn't know, you never heard before. V'kach amarti lo Abba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sida otcha metzuyan. The father sitting in a wheelchair, miserable because he can't do anything. And you tell him, Abba, Hashem sorted you out, fix. He probably needs the word fix because he wasn't living here, but Hashem sorted you out, mitzuya. Your father was obviously shocked. You talk to your father like that? What's the most important mitzvah of all the 613 mitzvahs? Anybody want to guess after we said what we said this morning? Huh? What did you say? Oh, you read it, yeah. V'chaybem. No, it doesn't matter. You know it. Doesn't matter how you knew it. You know it. V'chaybem. Ain't something. Mitzvah v'chaybem. Yeah, mitzvah chashuva b'yoyzah b'toyra. She can call mitzvah seya. Shel toyra nidchoyz min teya. But it's obvious because all the mitzvahs are pushed aside for v'chaybem.
Okay,
The moral points out that even the three big ones are also pushed off of a chaybayim. The loch is not like that. But be'ikah, they are. Those three things uproot you from reality completely. You can't say or something that takes you out of reality. Okay, not getting into that now. Because those avedas are etzem death. There's no life in those three avedas. Okay, there in parenthesis. I'm shachti b'deva v'aramati. It's called mitzvahs of Torah tzarech l'chaim lishmo, nachon? Everybody's trying to keep the mitzvahs lishmo. That's what we're trying for. V'inei, matai kayam ta'abes mitzvahs v'chai behem lishmo. When did you ever makayim the mitzvah of v'chai behem lishmo? Tamat chayiti k'day l'ilmod. Why do we live? To learn, litpalel, k'day se chesed, k'day lepol aman ha'adud, to raise your children, to bring up a family. We always living in order to do something. We're never living lishmo. Why are you alive? Just to be alive, because I'm alive. Hine, Hashem is baruch rotza lezakot utcha shetoich elakayim gam mitzazu lishmo. Hashem wanted you also to be able to keep the mitzvah v'chai behem lishmo. Leman matarazu, u'hoish divotcha v'kisa galgalim. He put you in a kisa galgalim. Hilo is baruch hoime. And then he writes, shetasu ba'umo. I don't want you to do anything. Like Hashem's telling you, don't do anything. Tichye rak avuri. Live just for me. And he writes, I want you alive. Ye'elu chayim lishmo. That's living lishmo. That's one massive level. Ponev shel avi naru ve'oimeli. Amata tov. His father's face lit up and he said, good gazok. Lachem ekeinu chozal dvarim paim rabot. He would say this over all the time. A moment of Jewish life, even though it's not seeming to be very productive, no mitzvahs, no Torah, nothing. Because we don't understand anything that we just learned. Nothing. It's Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.
He said, come back.